evening, everybody. Matt Bilbao here with you. Radio 720 WGN. Hey, Roger Badish. What's going on up there, big guy?
Well, everything's going on up here, and everything's going on down there. Everything's everything.
So everything's
great
going
song.
On everywhere is what you're saying.
Great song by Santana.
That was not Santana.
Everyone, yeah, everyone's everything.
Was that Santana, Jess?
Yeah, it was Santana.
Jess, was that Santana?
No, that was actually Soundgarden.
No.
Was that Soundgarden covering a Santana?
Could be.
Maybe? I don't want to call Roger wrong.
So. My Wave.
It definitely was not the Santana version. What was that song titled?
My Wave.
My Wave. I'm sorry, Roger.
No,
it's not your song.
Everything. It was Santana. I'll pull it up.
All right, you pull it up.
All right. Okay. Other than that, everything's fine. How you doing?
Thank you, Patty.
I don't know if it works.
Okay, you don't have to whisper. It's okay.
I don't know if it works.
Just let everybody go ahead and wonder what that's all about. 2:13 in the morning at 720 WGN. We're talking, just playing a little Soundgarden because Chris Cornell, I guess you would say tragically, I don't know how else you say it, lost his life this week, apparently a suicide by hanging. His wife is blaming prescription drugs he was on. Is it Ativan? Altavan? Some prescription drug he's on that he said on the phone when she talked to him he took a couple, and supposedly this is a drug that leads to suicidal thoughts, and his wife is believing that that has to be why he did what he did, because you know, she just doesn't believe he was in a state to take his own life. And
doesn't work.
Oh, Patty's power supply is broken.
What happened?
Okay, that's okay. Patty thought she was supplying
wait, she's got cables all over.
She was trying to help me because I forgot to bring the plug for my laptop. And she's trying to hook me up with one. But the one she has is torn. It's okay. We'll march on, Raj.
Yeah, we will. Persevere.
So there's that. And then, so here's what I keep trying to do, Roger. I keep thinking, this will be a fun bit. I'm going to do a bit where President Trump calls into the show.
Oh, this is going
to
be cool.
Well, 2 weeks in a row I've tried to do this. And I taped it last week with a buddy of mine who I thought could do a good Trump, and he couldn't do a good Trump.
Oh.
So it was terrible. And so I just scrapped it. And then today I was thinking, you know what? I'm just going to try to do it. I'll record my end. I'll record his end. I'll edit it together. But then as I go to start writing it based on things that have happened, new things keep happening.
The script keeps changing.
Yes. You can't like do it because you worry by the time you get here, it's going to, you got to find another one? Daddy. Thank you so much.
It's your producers.
Oh.
She did find you a code.
Well, she just stole it from Jess, so now her computer died. Oh, okay.
Uh-oh.
Thank you, Patricia. Is this your version?
This Roger is Santana's version.
This is definitely not the song Jess just opened the show with.
No. Santana, Everybody's Everything.
Okay. That was not what we played. That's a fine song, too.
That's an excellent song.
That is.
Okay. Just saying.
This is how the next 3 hours are going, people. You just be aware. No rhyme, no reason.
I
jump
tried
from
to
one thing
get
to
through
other.
The news faster so we can get into the show faster.
Once we get it to you 7 minutes late, that's, you know, you feel the pressure, I imagine. You want to be done before the 2:30.
Yeah, I do.
Patty and I do like our crosstalk. I enjoy
it's wonderful.
Sitting with her in the gang each
Love
week.
It.
And a couple things, you know, I'm listening to them on the way in, and I was very curious, and I want to touch on a couple of things that they talked about. A, first of all, let me just say, we mentioned Twin Peaks. 3 o'clock in the morning, Brad Dukes, who's been on the show a couple of times over the last couple of years, he's the author of a book called Reflections, and it's a Twin Peaks book, like talking to the cast members and the people who worked on it about the phenomenon, and it was a phenomenon at the
it
time,
was.
Twin Peaks.
Yeah.
We'll get into that in the 3 o'clock hour. I've spent the week rewatching the old series. We will give you, if you want to jump in on it, if you never watched the show, and you're hearing a lot about it because it's coming back this Sunday night for new episodes.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to catch up and kind of be there and be ready to go, because it's the type of thing that if you jump in and you have no history of Twin Peaks, I don't know if David Lynch is going to set it up for you that you're just, it's easy to jump in and understand. So it would be good if you kind of brushed up on it. Now, there were 28 episodes or 29 episodes. It was a very short-lived run.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to watch all of it to get there. And we'll debate this with Brad when he's on the phone with us. I think there's about a good 16 hours of television you should really watch to really be caught up on it. And the prequel movie that came out a year after the show was off the air. that would really get you there. You could watch even less if you want to, but certainly the first 8 to 10 episodes would be really good.
You get the gist.
First murder mystery. You get the gist. Yeah. But there's a lot you can skip in the last 10 episodes, that's why it went off the air so quick.
Exactly. It was a quick burst in the first series, or in the first year. And because it caught everybody by surprise, the writing, the premise of the whole thing, it just, and actually the cinematography was great.
The cinematography and the pacing were so different than anything that you were seeing on television
exactly.
at the time.
Yeah.
And so it's very different, and it's very, thank you, Patty. It's very avant-garde.
See, I'm a little worried about the new series, though. That I'm just because the old one kind of just faded off and it just didn't really catch on in the last, like you said, about 10 episodes or so.
Yeah.
It just kind of fell off and like, oh, my God, what's happening here?
Well, so it starts out with a murder mystery and then they solve it early on in the second season. And then the show loses its way. David Lynch moves on to go direct a film. And so there's other people running the show. His co-creator, Mark Frost, is still there, but it's just not the same.
Yeah.
And I've read that David Lynch wanted to drag out the murder mystery throughout the show. But ABC kind of forced them to wrap that part up. And then they just didn't have a place to go.
Yeah,
really.
What else was there?
Well, they did have another storyline involving this FBI agent. That was actually pretty good. But all the other subplot storylines just were a lot of filler, quite honestly.
Yeah.
There was another good murder mystery going on. And the show ended strong, I do believe. The last episode was directed by David Lynch. And it had a good ending that left us a 25-year cliffhanger, quite honestly. So it'll be very interesting to see what happens now. And there, you may have seen that the cast is out doing the rounds this week promoting it. They are saying absolutely not a damn thing about it. It's crazy.
Well, of course. Why would they?
Because you think that, you know, let's face it, it's a 25-year-old show. You got to whet people's appetite and get them excited, give them a little something to say, hey, this is what we're doing. Come check it out. Instead, they're like, yeah, we're not allowed to say any. I mean, literally, they're not saying anything in these interviews. Nothing. They'll say, oh, it's good to see you. Yeah, it was great working with David Lynch again. It's so cool to be back. Yeah, what happens on the show? Can't tell you. I mean, literally, you know, not
I like
thing.
That. I like
I love
the marketing.
It too. Yeah. I love it. And I appreciate that Showtime is being so kind to David Lynch that they're going along with that. Because, you know, they got to be like, can we, you know, it's 25 years. It's not like it just went off the air and people are excited. We need people to kind of get on board with this. Can we give them a little something?
Yeah.
But the trailers that they show, you see the characters now, but you know, I mean, you just know nothing. And so for the huge fans, a great way to go into it. For people that haven't seen it, they might be like, what the hell is this? Why am I going to watch this? I'm not watching this.
Interesting.
So that could be a problem. But. Yeah. You know, it's on Showtime. It's not. It debuted to 35 million people on ABC back in the day. It's going to be watched by 6 million people tops this weekend. But that's okay because it's Showtime, right? It's not. You don't need that many people anymore.
Right,
it's avant-garde,
right.
And it's there to hopefully garner awards and some excitement. And Showtime's running a promotion for 30 days free and then $10.95 a month after that, trying to get subscribers.
Oh, really?
So they're using it, you know, to build on. So
and it'll eventually be on Prime, Amazon Prime, and. Just like a lot of the series are.
Yeah.
Actually,
yeah,
that are on cable. And they put it on Prime.
The Twin Peaks series is on Netflix. That's how I've been rewatching it this week, even though I own the DVDs.
It's also on Prime.
And then tonight, I watched the movie.
Ooh.
Did you ever see the movie?
No, never did.
So the movie got just awful reviews. It did not do well at all.
Did Lynch direct that too?
Lynch directed, so he was back and did everything. But here's the thing is. The movie's a prequel, so it's the events leading up to the murder mystery. And I don't know what people expected at the time. I can't remember. I remember seeing it and liking it because I was a huge Twin Peaks fan. But the reviews were awful. It premiered at Cannes. Do we say Cannes or Cannes? I never remember.
Cannes.
It premiered
as in the Wrath of.
At the Cannes Film Festival. And at the screening, people booed and jeered. And Quentin Tarantino, I read a quote that Quentin Tarantino, who said, I will never watch a Lynch film again while he's got his head so far up his ass. He like Quentin Tarantino totally threw it. And he wasn't almost anything yet at the time. Pulp Fiction had probably just come out. And he made this terrible statement. And in the article I read about it, it said how criticism has lessened over the years. Some people praised it highly back at the time, especially the performances. I watched it tonight. The movie is actually, if you're a Twin Peaks fan, is really, really good. Now, if you've never watched the series and you suddenly watch this movie, you'll watch it going, what the hell is this? But if you know the basic storyline from the show, and then you will get to see everything that led up to it, Cheryl Lee, who plays Laura Palmer in the movie, is incredible. And she's barely been in things over the years. Nobody from Twin Peaks, nobody had it really like launch a career that like became a huge career. Kyle MacLachlan has had a ton of roles over the years, and he works a lot. But he had already worked at least a little bit before Twin Peaks. He wasn't unknown.
Right.
And there were older, more established actors like Piper Laurie and Peggy Lipton who had been around, but there was nobody that just blew up because of it. Madchen Amick, she's been on stuff. She's on Riverdale right now on the CW, the Archie supernatural type show. And she's worked steadily. And Sherilyn Fenn was probably the person that most kind of exploded at the time.
Yeah.
But nobody's career is really, you know, nobody can say, oh my God, Twin Peaks launched me into this. It's not like Friends or something like that where everybody became these huge stars. And, I'm very excited for this. And the movie was so good. And David Lynch directed there's 18 episodes now. Almost equaling the output of the original series, quite honestly, for this limited run. They only did like 29 episodes of the original. They're doing 18 now. And David Lynch directed all 18.
Okay.
And you know, him and the co-creator Mark Frost were completely involved with this beginning to end. What I have seen and read in the interviews that they've been doing is that nobody except for Kyle MacLachlan was able to read the entire script. So most of the people that worked on this have no idea the whole story.
Yeah.
They know the parts they were in and that's it.
Now, is this going to be one of those bingeable series where they throw all the episodes on at once?
From what I've read, and I do not know, but Showtime premieres it this Sunday night with two episodes. Okay. And Brad will be able to tell us more when he's on at 3.
Okay.
Two episodes Sunday night, and then I believe the following two episodes available immediately online on Showtime.
Oh, okay.
But if you watch all of them, then the next weekend you're not going to have anything brand new to watch on Showtime. You're going to see the next one. So, my buddy and I, who were in college together when the show debuted and where we first started watching it, have been debating how best to do this because you hate to watch all four and then have 3 weeks before you see anything brand new. So I'm not sure. And can I tell you? So do you know how much Colleen and I, you're going to throw up, Roger, once you hear this. So Colleen and I, through Comcast or Xfinity, get TV, phone, and internet.
Okay.
You know,
got the package.
The triple play bundle.
Yeah.
And through the cable, we get HBO and I think Encore. That's the only like add-on. We get HBO and Encore.
Okay. All right.
And then you get your whatever, your sports stuff, whatever. There's not a bunch of like things we've added on. And I have a cable card for a TiVo upstairs and a cable card for a TiVo downstairs. And you have your modem for the internet and they charge you for all these things. What do you think Colleen and I are paying per month, Roger, for our phone, internet, and cable service from Xfinity?
Well, each month.
Yeah, what do you think?
With
our
two add-ons, I'd say maybe $50 a month. Wow, $10 a month? Take it easy. Help them down there. I think we've got call 911.
Roger, you have not shopped for cable internet.
I don't know.
Any
we don't
recently.
Use cable. I use regular over-the-air TV, and I've got a Roku, and that's it. That's all
The Roku's connected to the internet, right?
Well,
so
well I pay for my internet. Yeah, I do pay for the internet.
What are you paying a month for internet?
I don't know. Maybe maybe $20 a month, I think.
And do you have a phone line at home?
Yeah.
What do you pay for that?
I have no idea.
But at least like $20 or $30, right?
Oh, easily.
Okay,
Yeah.
So you're spending $50 on internet and phone, and I also have cable. So clearly, I'm over 50, right? Let me just say this. AT&T, because I'm shopping around, because Colleen's like, because I was thinking about adding Showtime, because I want to get these shows. And
Colleen, I see. Okay.
And Colleen said, listen, we're already paying way too much. You're not adding anything else to that. Mm-hmm. I thought, you know what? I'm going to call them up. Because John Williams was actually talking about that this week, that he had called the cable company, and they said, oh, well, you haven't called us in like a year and a half. There's much better deals now. And he was like, kind of like, well, what? It's my job to call you and check on the deals. Why are you calling me? And so they lowered his bill a bunch. And I thought, you know what? Wow. I have a neighbor who's done this over the years, and I just never do it. And I thought, you know what? I'll call them. I'll say, hey, I'm thinking about switching. They'll say, oh, my God, no, let's cut your bill in half.
Yeah, they did that with us on our, oh, my gosh, what? On our cell phone.
Yeah.
We didn't update the cell phone plan for like 2-3 years. And we wanted to, we were buying new phones or something, and something happened. I ended up having to call them. Mm-hmm. And they go, I'm looking at your plan here, Mr. Banish. And I think I can save you some money. And I go, that sounds good.
Yeah. The phone companies always get, I do this with Black Dog, because I have my phone and our cell phones, all that kind of connected together through Black Dog. Mm-hmm. They're always, whenever I talk to them, they're like, yeah, we can cut your bill a lot. We just need to add another phone line.
Oh, well.
And I'll say, well, okay, but I don't need to add another phone line. Well, we have to add a new service to give you the newest deals.
No.
So I'll end up with a dead phone line that I'm paying for, but I'm still somehow paying $60 less a month because I added a phone line. So yeah, anyways.
Yeah.
So what we're paying, Roger, hold your chair for a second. What Hold we're on. Paying per month to Xfinity for our cable phone and internet is $242.09 a month.
Holy moly. I would never pay that much money. Are you out of your mind?
Clearly, yes. $242.09 per month.
I watch a lot of TV. I really do. Right. I would never spend that kind of money for TV, computer. You know how much I'm on the internet. You read all my posts all day long.
All day long. It's all I do.
Thank you. You're the one. But no way would I spend that kind of money. I just, oh my good. I can't even find enough stuff now to watch on Amazon Prime because I don't want to watch like 99% of the TV shows they have listed. It just doesn't interest me.
I hear you.
And most of the movies they have on right now are either stuff that would never get in the theater, has never been in the theater, and that I've seen already 20 times back when it was on regular free TV.
I know. It's not worth it. All right, here's what we got to do. Hold
All
on.
Right, I'm
we're
sorry.
We're going to get into this a little bit more right after. Let's take a quick break. And we're going to let Roger do the news. And then some people have texted in. And if you want to call 312-981-7200, tell me how you did. Because I called them thinking, all right, they're going to, you know, oh, Matt, let us help you out here. It's been a couple of years since you called. Let's work the. It did not work out like planned.
Oof.
I got no showtime for this weekend.
How are you going
to? Well, I'm going to have to go over to Jim's house. My buddy, he doesn't live that far away, and he gets showtime. I guess I'm going to knock on his door, and suddenly I go, hey, dude, can I come over? I know you're in your pajamas, but you know, I kind of need to see this. And I'm going to have to weasel my way in.
Wow.
Because I ain't adding to that bill. We'll talk about that next. Yeah. News right now. No, news after this on 720 WGN. Matt Bubala with you, 720 WGN.
I'm going down this street, and I'm trying not to smile. Because the street is where I'm going, and the curb is at the side. By the sewer, where the rain goes down. Like this girl I once knew, because the sewer is so hollow.
This is music from the Twin Peaks movie. It was really funky, good music. Now, the TV show has a reputation for having a great soundtrack, and it does. Angelo Badalamenti did it for both the TV show and the movie, but the movie one has such great music in it. 312-981-7200, Matt Bubala with you. Roger and I talking about, just before the news, of course, Twin Peaks coming back this week, and we'll talk about that 3 o'clock hour. But I wanted to add Showtime to my cable package, and I told Roger the rather shocking news that we're paying, in the Bubala household, to Xfinity, $242.09 a month.
And if I was within arm length, I'd smack you upside the head.
Yeah. 412 says, Roger, Matt won't pay $10 for a Sun newspaper, but he will pay $240 for cable. Go figure.
Ooh.
First of all, I don't understand the $10 for a Sun newspaper. What the hell are they talking about? The Sun Times?
I don't know. Is there a Suburban? There's a Suburban Sun.
I don't even know what that is. I will tell you.
$10 for how long?
Mr. 412.
Oops.
Maybe I was complaining that I think, well, this might be a reference to a couple of months ago. I was complaining that the New York Times had a join for $9.99 for a month or something like that. Mm-hmm. But then after that, it went up to like $800 a month. That the newspapers have this great opportunity now to bring people back in. And we pay for the Chicago Tribune. The Chicago Tribune lands on my front door every single day. I still pay that cash, okay? Mm-hmm. And it's ridiculously expensive. The newspaper gets thinner and thinner. The price keeps going up. They got to figure out some way to do that because I do believe home delivery is a big deal for newspapers. You got to get people to deliver it to still get it at home. Time Magazine, which like newsstand costs is like $249 a year. Mm-hmm. You can get it for $22 a year because they want you to subscribe. Newspapers need to get more of a model of we want people to be buying it. And while you can do a lesser plan for where you get all the digital access, I think the newspapers really should be pushing harder that you actually get it to your house every day and cut the costs on that so people do it. They price themselves out of people doing it when they're giving most of it away for free online. Anyways, I digress. So stop it. I pay for the newspaper and I pay too much for cable. There's no doubt about it. I thought they would cut it. So I called them and I worked up my grand lie and said, well, you know, AT&T keeps calling us and they're offering all these deals. And they said, oh, Matt, thank you for calling. Let me look over your bill. Let's find out what we can do. And so they say, well, you know, you're paying $189 a month for the triple play, blah, blah, blah. We don't even have that package anymore. Now we can offer you this, which is $30 less a month. I'm thinking, okay, that's a start. What about these two cable cards you're charging me for? What about this? What about that? What? They got it from $242 down to about $210 a month. I thought we'll get down to like $150.
Yeah, right.
And so I was like, well,
jeez,
that's not that great. I guess I'm going to have to check AT&T. And I thought they'd go, well, hold on.
Right.
No.
They let you go.
They gave me to somebody else, which is when it finally got to $210.
Oh, they went down a little more.
I think it started out as you're at 240, you know, we'll knock a few bucks, we'll knock whatever off. But then, you know, I had to go to a supervisor to still only get to $210.
Jeez.
And it for a new 24-month contract. And I thought, no, I'm not doing that. And I know I have to stay diligent and try to figure out. So you have to hold my feet to the fire, Roger, and ask me every week, Matt, how much are you paying now for cable? Because I need to do something about this.
Well, when does your current contract
Over for years.
Oh, you're
We've
just still
paying.
We've
had this for 13 years
or
whatever.
God,
we've lived there for a long time. And, we haven't had it. I think we've had Xfinity. I don't even know what we've had, but we've had it for a long time.
Well, here's a couple suggestions. All right. One, find something else to do with your time than watch cable TV. Two.
We got to have our Cubs games. We got to have our MLB network. We got to have a lot of these
Cubs games.
I watch Cubs games.
On Channel 7 or Channel 9?
Most of them are on Comcast.
I don't care.
Well, you're not watching them.
It doesn't matter. So I don't watch it. And you know what I do? I check the score at the end of the game.
Roger,
you know.
My wife cannot bitch about the Cubs in real time just by checking the scores at the end. She has to be upset with them as it happens.
You can. You can put on MLB.com or I use CBSSports.com. Mm-hmm. And it gives you pitch by pitch.
Boring.
Put it off on the side. You do something else more constructive with your life.
Oh, my God.
Because pretty soon, in 25 years, you're going to sit there and you're going, I wish back when I had all that cable TV that I would have done this instead while I still could. My old man. One of them. Why many?
A, we do plenty. B, we don't get to watch TV till after 9 o'clock at night anyways. So maybe we don't need as much as we have. I'll give you that. But we still want television. And especially like live sporting events, things like that. So I'm not ready to cut the cord completely. But there has to be an alternative. Now, I did look up AT&T in our area and what they're offering.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a satellite dish package because they own one of those companies now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that was $80 a month for the first... For like a 1 year contract that included phone. Well, I don't know what it jumped up to after that expired. Yeah. Basically, what you have to do then is call back and get back a good deal, which I wasn't good about doing with Xfinity, mm-hmm. right? But that included, there was an added charge to upgrade to HBO. And that's what Xfinity was explaining. Well, HBO is a big upgrade. That's $15 extra a month. We can't blah, blah, blah. So, but I could jump onto AT&T with a dish and do the phone and the internet and everything there for like $130 a month.
All right,
at the most.
Here's what you do. And I haven't done a cost out on this.
Okay.
I may be paying that much a month. I don't know.
Wait a minute. You might be paying as much as I am?
I don't know.
Then you're going to get slapped on the hand because you yelled at me pretty hard and you don't even get cable.
I pay $100 a month. $100 a year for Amazon Prime. Okay? And that gets me a lot of stuff. That gets me books because Bridget reads like crazy. Okay? And then I get the Roku, which costs like $30 for a Roku attachment. Okay, I pay separate for the internet, which is not a lot. And you can add channels on the Roku. You can add an MLB channel, an NFL channel, a basketball. You can add tons more movie channels. And on Prime, which you know all about, you can get a ton of free TV shows and movies, or you can pay to rent or buy.
I know.
Seriously. And I think it probably comes out way less per month, depending on how much you watch, or as in my wife's case, how much you read. And she's a voracious reader.
It depends, because I would still have to get the internet and the phone package. Now, I could cancel the phone package altogether, because quite honestly, at our house, I was on a business call today on my cell phone. The phone starts ringing, and the person hears it, and they say, "Do you have to get that?" And I said, "No, we never answer the home phone. We never, ever answer the home phone."
Yeah,
because you know who it is?
Right.
It's a telemarketer.
Right, of course. That's the majority of the calls. Right.
That's all it is for us.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, if somebody we know calls the house phone, I'll answer. Go, "What the hell are you doing calling the house phone?"
And here's why we still have a landline.
Mm-hmm.
My wife hates talking to people on her cell phone.
Oh, okay. Well,
so so her girlfriends call that line. Nobody calls me on the landline. They all call my cell phone.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter to me.
I don't blame them.
All right. But my wife likes using the landline.
Yeah.
So we keep that. And we actually have two lines. One of them's the internet.
Yeah.
Okay.
It makes sense. And this thing is I have two cable cards because we have two TiVos. So Comcast is like, "Well, you'll get rid of the TiVo, we'll give you DVR." I'm like, "Well, I like my TiVo." "Well, you're paying that every month." I said, "No, I've always waited to buy my TiVos so there's no monthly charge."
Oh,
because TiVo once in a while offer, "I buy the whole thing for this amount, and then you get lifetime service with it." So I always do that, so I'm not paying the monthly fee. But so I've already paid that. So Comcast is charging me $10 a month just for the cable card to go inside the TiVo.
That's ridiculous.
So I got two of those. Then for the modem that we're for the internet, $10 a month. I'm just every two ways.
Well, it adds
ways.
Up. Of course it does.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. That's why the only concern I have about my digital antenna is that for some reason, the reception on a bunch of channels, depending on the time of day, just not as good as it was with the old rabbit ears, with the analog. That's my only complaint.
I would think they don't put as much into it because so many people have something.
I don't know.
To get it.
It's weird. But again, we're sitting here talking about cable and reception and monthly costs for phones, and these are all first world issues.
Oh, well, we're living in a first world world.
I know.
We're going to have those issues. Joe is on 720 WGN. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Good. Well, listen, you said a couple of things that adds a little bit to my understanding of why you're paying over $200.
Okay.
Because the whole world is compromise, right? Negotiation and debate. Because I've got free HBO. I've had an Xfinity Comcast for about, over a decade.
Mm-hmm.
And my monthly bill right now is $132.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got all the sports, whatever. It was as low as $89 as recently as 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Because I said, take me to the bare bones. I don't want TiVo. I don't want any other idiosyncrasies.
Mm-hmm.
I want the bare bones. They got me down to 89. Then I said, I want the sports after all and so forth and so on. I want the softball games for the tournament this time of year. But right now it's about $135 to $150 max, if you will. So that's, you know, that's a reasonable rate, I think, even though that's extravagant.
So your $132, is that just cable television?
Cable TV, yeah, and, you know, the sports network and, you know, all
okay.
the...
So that's just your television. So my $240 correct. Is not only my cable television, it's internet service and home phone.
Correct. You get the package.
You're right. Yeah. So I don't feel like you got that much better of a deal than I'm getting.
Well, in that respect, you know, as I said, TiVo, I don't bother with that. So in respect...
Well, I'm not paying Comcast for the TiVo at all. I mean, I've got the two cable cards
sure.
that I'm renting, which is ridiculous. I don't have a box. I have these cards, which is supposed to be cheaper. I should be able to buy those and be done. But, of course, they're going to get their money where they can. Have you ever thought about switching, though, Joe?
You know, I've evaluated all the programs, but I'm kind of a dinosaur. Mm-hmm. I don't need all the idiosyncrasies, if you will.
Sure.
So I think I'm thoroughly satisfied with the reception I get. It's, and if I, you know, I have an interruption, if you will. I say, hey, oh, what's your program this month? I had this outage, whatever. Oh, how about free HBO, Cinemax, whatever.
So you are good about if you have a problem, you'll call and say, hey, we had an outage last night. You got to hook me. You do a little something for me, and then they're good about it.
Correct, yeah. So they always satisfied me in that respect. So with the degree I use the service, I'm thoroughly satisfied. But you use it, you know, you combine it with a lot of other services, so $245 or $250 might not be that out of the ballpark,
oh,
I guess.
It's crazy. I mean, and, you know, I guess, so I'm looking at AT&T, which is offering a deal for $80 a month for all
sure.
three, but that's, I think, a slower internet speed, and with five people sometimes in the house using Wi-Fi, then that's a problem and things like that, but man, there's just got to be a way not to throw away that much money a month. And I know a lot of people are cutting the cord like Roger has, and a lot of millennials don't pay for cable or pay for these things. We don't have to have home phone. We already have cell phones. Our things we could do. I'm just so hesitant to get rid of the landline in the house, and I don't know why.
Well, there was an article in the Trib, what was it, a week, 2 weeks ago? They're trying to get rid of the landline because they're losing money on it. And, you know, I don't like that aspect of it. I have had a landline, and I would prefer to keep it as long as I possibly can. Look at 911, for example. They can identify you. They can pinpoint you right away.
Yeah. Well, the crazy thing is I don't truly even have a landline, Joe, because I'm using cable. So if the cable goes out, my phone goes out.
Oh,
if the power
right.
goes out, my phone goes out. So it is worthless. And like the benefit of the landline, right, was even if the power goes out, the phone still works, right? Because it's separate.
That's why I have a landline.
But with the cable phone, I don't truly have a landline. If the cable goes out, power goes out, my phone doesn't work anyways.
There you go. That's why I keep a landline, period. And that's why AT&T is trying to get rid of it because they're losing money on it. And I understand that. You know, I can equate to that. But nevertheless, from a consumer standpoint, I hope in the hell they lose their battle with the FCC.
Yeah, no kidding. All right.
FCC, I should say.
Thank you so much for checking in, Joe. I appreciate it.
Adios.
Have a great weekend. 312-981-7200. 815 says, next you need to check your car insurance. Our rates went through the roof. I called Esurance, half the price, same coverage. Well, that's interesting. 270 says, Xfinity had data caps in our area on internet and get you with overages. Made my bill $270 a month for cable and top-tier internet. Dropped TV services and went to Netflix, Hulu, and Amazon Prime Video. Amazon and Hulu have the Showtime add-ons available as well. Yeah, Showtime's offering a thing right now. I could just order Showtime for the next few months and get it online. And I suppose I could probably hook into that through my TV, but, you know, you like to just have it through the stupid cable and not deal with it. But I thought, I'm not going to add any more. First of all, I would have gotten killed at home if I would have just added something to the cable bill. And I could have dropped the bill $30 a month, but then I'm signing a 24-month deal, which just annoyed me, like on principle. I just didn't want to say, yeah, I'll stick with you for another 24 months when I just wasn't getting the satisfaction I thought I should. I think I'm going to have to price the AT&T thing out a little bit more and see if that is possibly worth a change.
See, I'm a firm believer in the beginnings of broadcasting in America, the starting of the FCC, which started as the Radio Communications Commission, it's the airwaves belong to the people. And free TV, free radio, I believe, is still what should be offered.
Well, it is offered, though, Roger.
It is, but they have They have started to put cost on it.
Oh, there's no cost to WGN Radio.
No, there isn't.
On your transistor right
now. I understand.
There's no cost to Channel 7 and Channel 5.
But they moved the spectrum to a digital spectrum on TV, and you had to go out and you know, for a better picture, you had to get a digital TV. You had to get a digital antenna. You
they
had to make
are,
the cost
but,
there.
Yeah, let's remember that when they did that switch,
yeah,
you could get a free converter
and
for
we
a
did.
Long time.
Right.
So that was, they listen, we do have to make some...
sacrifices.
Some, well, and some just considerations for times changing, technology
I
changing,
know.
And we got to sometimes bring people along, and the government did offer those free converters and things like that. So I'm not going to blame them too much for that. Listen, the competition sucks for us, right?
Mm-hmm.
I wish there wasn't satellite radio and all these things. And I wish we didn't get so into the habit of just handing over our credit card for a monthly recurring fee,
mm-hmm.
whether it's with the newspaper, whether it's with the cable television, whether it's with the iPass. Things like that where they
get us
to be, you know, oh, it's just a recurring charge. You mm-hmm. don't even notice. You don't even notice. And the next thing you know, all we're doing, I pay for Netflix. I did the Amazon Prime this year because it made sense with the shipping charges just
sure.
to get the free shipping. It
mm-hmm.
made sense to do it around the holidays. So we did it. And I finally plugged that in today. And I don't know if I did it right because I wanted to go watch the Twin Peaks thing on TV and it was mm-hmm. going to make me rent it. And I thought with Amazon Prime, I got everything they have for free.
No, not everything for free.
Well, that's not fair.
Yeah.
So we just pay too much for too many stupid things.
That's right.
As
we should all go sit out in the back on the veranda with a drink of your favorite beverage.
Yes.
And just soak in the sun and enjoy the air and a little on the nippy side.
Yeah, a little cold for that.
But
that's smog in the air.
Yeah. Not smog in the air. What are you, in L.A.?
A little sooty out there, Roger.
No, it was blowing. The
All
dust
right.
was blowing.
All we right. are going to go to another world after 3 o'clock. Brad Dukes, who wrote the book Reflections, an Oral History of Twin Peaks, will join us on the phone. We will give you the primer, what you need to know, what you need to see before the premiere, and talk a little bit about the show and its history and just what to expect. And just we'll get into a different world of David Lynch after the news, which is next, 720 WGN.